Dear viewers of Madrin channel, Abdullah Hawzani rahmatullahi ta'ala has narrated, I met the muezzin of the Prophet Sayyidina Bilal at Halab, Syria, and asked him about the expenses made by the Holy Prophet. He said, I was responsible for spending the wealth the greatest Prophet had. I performed this job from the time Prophethood was announced until his apparent demise. When any Muslim who needed clothing came to the Holy Prophet, he would order me and I would borrow money from someone, buy a shawl and give to that Muslim and feed him as well. One day a polytheist, means a person who believes in more than one God, came to me and said, O Bilal, do not borrow money from anyone except me. I have a lot of wealth. Sayyidina Bilal said, I did as was asked by the polytheist. One day, I made wuzu and stood to make the azan when I saw the polytheist approaching me. He was accompanied by many traders. He spoke ill of me a lot and said, do you know how many days are left in repayment? Sayyidina Bilal said, the time of repayment has approached. He said, only 4 days are left. If you do not repay the debt within 4 days, I will make you my slave and will make you graze my goats as you used to do this. Listening to this, I became worried. After offering Isha Salah, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to his blessed home. Taking permission, I humbly entered and said, Ya Rasulullah, may my parents be sacrificed for you. The polytheist that I borrowed money from has threatened to make me his slave. We both have nothing to repay the debt. He will disgrace me. Please allow me to go to those people who have become Muslim, so that Allah will grant as much wealth upon his Prophet as is needed to repay the debt. Saying this, I left. In the morning, I came out to go somewhere. Meanwhile, a person came running and said, O Bilal, the Holy Prophet has called for you. When I reached him, I saw that there were 4 camels fully loaded with items. I asked for permission to enter. Then the greatest Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, congratulations, Allah Almighty has provided the means to repay your debt. He then asked, did you see 4 camels? I humbly said, yes. He said, the ruler of Fadak has sent these camels. Keep all grains and clothes loaded on them and repay your debt with them. Obeying the order, I did as ordered. I then came to the masjid and made salam to the Holy Prophet. He asked, what benefit did you receive from this wealth? I humbly said, Allah Almighty has assisted me to repay all the debt his Prophet had. Dear viewers of Madrin channel, then he asked, is there anything left from that wealth? I humbly said, yes. He said, spend it. After completing Isha Salah, he called me and asked about the remaining wealth. I humbly said, I still have it. I could not find any needy person. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stayed in the masjid at night. The next day he called me again after Isha Salah. I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah Almighty has relieved you. Listening to this, he called out the takbir and thanked Allah. He was distressed that death may arrive while I still possess those items. I then followed him until he entered his blessed home. Dear Islamic brothers, have you seen the great generosity of the beloved Prophet, that he would not like to keep anything in his possessions, rather he would not be pleased unless he would distribute it to the people. Despite needing something, he would give it to the poor in charity, and he would give to the needy to such an extent that he would not feel its need again. But alas, the love for this world has intensified in our hearts. We are blindly running after the luxuries and comforts of this world. Sayyiduna Majma Ansari Rahmatullahi Alayh has narrated about a blessed saint that he has stated, the favor of Allah of protecting me from the comforts and luxuries of the world is greater than that of a comfortable worldly life, because Allah Almighty has disliked the world for his beloved Prophet. Therefore, the blessings Allah has liked for his beloved Prophet are dearer to me than the ones Allah has disliked for his beloved Prophet. Remember, to have worldly wealth and luxuries in abundance is certainly a favor, but to avoid them is a greater favor. The revered and renowned prophet has stated, "The world is sweet and luxurious, means beautiful. One who earns money in a halal way and spends it fulfilling its perfect rights, Allah Almighty will grant him reward and will make him enter Jannah. And one who earns money in a haram way and spends it in any unlawful thing that is contrary to Sharia, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him enter the home of humiliation." Commenting on the hadith, Allama Abdul Rauf Manawi rahmatullahi alayh has stated in the book Faidul Qadir, "This shows that the world itself is not something bad. Since it is a farm for the afterlife, anyone who attains worldly things with Shari permission will be held by that thing in his afterlife. We should make up our minds to earn our sustenance through lawful means halal, instead of running after the accumulation of wealth from unlawful haram sources. We should continue spending in charity according to our ability to help our relatives, neighbors, and other poor people. It is true that whoever helps somebody, Allah Almighty helps him, and the blessed act of charity in the way of Allah causes wealth to increase." The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, "Sadaqah does not cause a decrease in wealth, and the bondsman who forgives, Allah Almighty elevates his honor due to his act of forgiveness. And the one who shows humility for the pleasure of Allah, Allah Almighty grants him elevation." It was the great excellence of the absolute self-sufficiency of the beloved Prophet that he never liked to keep wealth at home. Rather, he used to distribute it in sadaqah, means voluntary charity. Therefore, one day after finishing the Asr Salah, the noblest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam got up quickly and went to his house, and then came out. The blessed companions were surprised. The noblest Prophet has said, "While performing my salah, I remembered that I had some pieces of gold in my house, and I disliked that it remains in my home while night approaches. So I have ordered it to be distributed." Sayyiduna Abu Zar Ghafari rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, "Once, while I was in the company of the Prophet, the noblest Prophet looked at the mountain of Uhud and said, 'If this mountain becomes gold for me, I would not like that even a single dinar of it remains with me for more than 3 days, except that dinar which I will keep for repaying my debt." Relating the great virtue of the generosity of the noblest Prophet, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas has stated, "The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is the most generous of all people, and he used to reach the peak in generosity in the month of Ramadan when the Honorable Jibreel alayhi salam visited him. Jibreel would arrive every night in Ramadan and they both would recite the Holy Quran. Rasulullah would show more generosity than the strong uncontrollable wind." Hakim ul-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi has stated, "The blessed act of exchanging gifts removes hatred." Dear Islamic brothers, remember, whether it is the act of exchanging gifts or any other matters, only halal means must be adopted, because it is a haram act and sin to use the wealth earned by haram means for the purposes such as food, clothing, etc. The punishment for this in the world is experiencing a shortage in wealth and having no blessings in the livelihood, and the punishment in the hereafter is the blazing fire of hell. Good deeds performed using haram means are of no use, because Allah Almighty is pure and accepts only pure things. The noblest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "That person who earns haram wealth and gives it away in charity, it will not be accepted from him. Whatever he spends will be devoid of blessings, and that which he leaves behind in this world will become a means of leading him to hell. Therefore, we should earn by lawful means only, and whatever remains after fulfilling all your needs, assist the poor Muslims instead of destroying it. Spend as much wealth as you can to do righteous deeds like building masajid and madaris. In this way, loads of blessings will be showered. It is stated in the glorious Quran, 'Those who spend their wealth by night and day, secretly and openly, their reward is with their Lord, and there shall be no fear upon them, nor shall they grieve.'"